There are many scriptures in the Bible that tell us that the devil is bound and determined to seek, kill, and destroy us. And we have to be certain that we are staying abreast of the Word of God and staying in the Word of God and His will and His way. For instance, in the Bible, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it reads as such, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." It also says in the Bible, in the book of Job, verses 1, chapter 1, verse 7, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." It also says in the Bible, in the book of John, in chapter 1, verse 8, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" And it also says in the Bible, in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 12, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in my power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went from the presence of the Lord." It is important to note that when Satan tricked Adam and Eve to partake from the tree of life, the two of them committed high treason and gave dominion of the earth over to Satan. And it also says in the book, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." So we see that the devil, Satan, in his misguided mind, thought that he could take over and beat God in a fight and rule over heaven. He was unsuccessful in his efforts, but that did not stop him from continuing to trouble and harass us. Therefore, when he was cast out of heaven, he went to the Garden of Eden and tried to tempt Eve and got her to eat the apple from the tree of knowledge and was given rule over the earth and all of the inhabitants. The only recourse we have is to trust God and Jesus to defend us against the devil and his machinations. God will always prevail in every circumstance, even when it seems not to be so. Amen.